You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. I hope you guys are enjoying the start of 2023. I can't believe it's almost February, but this month, to be honest, has just flown by for me. Maybe it's because I just got back from Puerto Rico and I was really loving that sun, and ditching this cold weather was way too easy. But I'm leaving again soon because I just can't deal with this weather, guys. It is a lot. But before I get off on a weather tangent, which of course I am known to do here, I want to get into today's episode, which is sponsored by DistroKid. Now, if you're a musician, producer, artist, or work on music in any capacity, you're going to want to listen up. DistroKid is a music distribution service that will get your EP, album, singles, you name it, on the top streaming platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, or anywhere you can listen to music and stream it. And the best part about DistroKid is they do not take a cut of your earnings that come from streaming. So anything that you make from streaming goes straight to you. That's right, there's no tricks. All you have to do is pay an extremely affordable annual membership fee. And lucky for you, I have a discount code that will get you 7% off your first year's membership. Just type in distrokid.com/VIP/AlwaysAlessandra, and that link can also be found in the description of this episode, as well as on my link tree, which is all over social media. I promise you guys, you will not be disappointed with DistroKid. Not only will they get your music on those streaming platforms, but they'll also help you reach a larger audience with their tools like the Hyperfollow tool and so much more. You can even split your earnings with other collaborators all through their site. They make sharing music super easy and fun, and I love them for that. So please go check out DistroKid if you haven't already, and let me know what you think. You won't regret it. Now let's chat about today's episode. We have a very special segment of Friday Features here on That's the Tea with Alessandra G, with an amazing artist who you have definitely seen on TikTok or have listened to on Spotify and Apple Music and probably can't get enough of, just like me, Sarah Barrios. That's right, she's here today. We're going to be chatting about her recently released EP, Alternate Reality, from 2022, as well as her single, I Hate Everyone, which I'm obsessed with still, even after finding it months ago, and so much more, including collaboration ideas and what fans can look forward to seeing from her next. This is an exclusive segment of Friday Features.
Welcome to Friday Features. Get to know your favorite artists, influencers, and musicians exclusively on That's the Tea with Alessandra G.
Hey, Sarah, how are you?
I'm lovely. How are you?
I am so good. I know you're in LA. It's raining. It's a whole tragedy. It really is. So other than that rain, how's everything been going? How has the start of your 2023 been?
It has been a little bit of a roller coaster, I guess, in a very good way. Being completely transparent, I feel like I really spent the beginning of this year looking at myself in the mirror and being like, let's talk about the things that we've avoided the last few years. Like, let's talk about how we're feeling, what we want to accomplish, and then actually do it. I'm always talking about how I'm like a lists person. I can make lists of things to do until I die, but then actually doing any of those things is really difficult, which I'm sure I'm not like rare for having those feelings, but it's hard to like make goals and then make them happen. And so I think the beginning of this year has been rocky just because I'm trying to get myself out of habits that I've had for a really long time. But at the same time, I feel really excited and proud of myself. And I'm looking forward to seeing how the new year goes and what it brings me. Hopefully sunshine.
For sure. I think this whole rain thing is going away, but it sounds like you're kind of a New Year's resolutions person. Am I right there?
I'm not usually, because it just sounds like another list. Like, I just don't I don't do well with giving myself tasks and then doing them. I just don't. But this year I actually gave myself New Year's resolutions and like actual goals for myself that I was like, okay, we have to like accomplish these things because we want to. But also like I haven't ever done New Year's resolutions, so I figure it doesn't hurt to try and see what happens.
Yeah, I feel that. I get it. It's difficult. The list isn't the problem. It's the doing of the list. Mm-hmm.
It's the starting.
So I don't know. I have this whole back and forth with the New Year's resolutions where I'm like, does this make sense? Should I just be making goals because I want them? Like, does the New Year really mean anything? I don't know. It's kind of a whole thing, but I don't know. It sounds like you have a lot planned. I know last year you released your alternate reality EP, Love the artwork, love the name. It's a whole vibe, the aesthetic on point. So that was kind of towards the beginning of 2022. I know you also released a few singles. What's the plan for this year? Can listeners expect an upcoming project? Are you going to do like a string of singles? What's on the horizon for like the first half of this year?
I'm definitely in the process of prepping music for release. We actually just finished a master on a single that hopefully will be coming out sooner rather than later. But I spent last year working on a bunch of music, still kind of within this alternate reality realm. And I'm hoping to kind of release a few singles in this first half of the year coming up and then kind of make more songs. I am constantly writing songs and I feel like I've written a bunch that I'm really proud of and I'm excited to just get them out there, but I'm definitely looking forward to continuing to write songs in this kind of like newfound mental state that I'm in and seeing what comes out of it. But a lot of music coming out this year, that was one of my goals on my resolutions list, was getting more music out. So lots more music, lots more visuals and music videos, and a lot more just like fun, interesting, fantastical things outside of music as well.
I had a feeling those were on the list. So I like to hear that. A single that you released in 2021, it's a collab. Have We Met Before with Eric Nam. He's amazing. He has such an amazing fan base. That collaboration was awesome. And people are still finding that song. Of course, people are still finding that song. They're still using it on social media. It has like almost 20 million streams on Spotify alone. Is it still blow your mind how many people are still talking about that song and sharing it?
Yeah, I mean, I never really expect anyone to listen to my music, regardless of like how many followers you have on social media. Like genuinely, no one's obliged to listen to anything you have to say. So the fact that so many people do, and that song, I always love writing songs that feel immersive. I always want songs to make the listener feel like they are like a fly on the wall watching somebody experience a feeling and being able to relate to it. And with that one, I really tried to make that song feel as all-encompassing as possible. And the fact that so many people leaned into that and were like, oh my god, like this feels like a movie, I'm like, yes, that was the whole point. And then when, you know, I finished writing it and then I was like, this needs another person on it. This is not a song that can just like be me singing it the whole time. And Eric naturally came to mind. I've known him for a really long time, and we've worked on a bunch of stuff of his, but he just has the perfect voice, I think, to give across that feeling. And he's just also a really nice human being. So I was like, I'll text this to him and like, see, I know he's really busy. And he got back to me immediately and he was like, oh, dude, yes, please. I would love to do this. And so I'm extremely grateful that, you know, his fan base kind of took that song and ran with it. And they were really, really excited about it. And the fact that people are still listening to it, and I get messages every day from people being like, this is my favorite song ever, blows my mind and makes me so happy, because it's like, you know, the song lives on forever regardless of the feeling that you were in while you were writing it, which is really cool.
I know people are loving that song and they loved hearing you sing with someone else. You haven't released a collaboration in a little while. Do you have any plans this year to collaborate with other artists and maybe put something together with someone else?
I don't have any like plans for any specific people. I'm definitely someone who writes the songs and then will be like, this feels like it can't be said by just me. Like, it needs an extra person. So I don't have any specific songs that I'm like, oh, this one's definitely going to be a collab. But I definitely want to do more collaborations this year, and, you know, do more art with more people. Because it's always, you can do stuff by yourself, but it's always more fun. And you can tell such a different story with two people versus one. And I haven't written a ton of love songs recently, so I feel like I'm due for another duet love song soon.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That would be awesome. Any one that comes to mind, any friends or even people you don't know that you just, you love listening to their music and you're like, oh my God, if I wrote a love song, I would want them to be on it with me, or any song.
Ooh, I mean, recently I have been like annoying the hell out of my roommates to like a disturbing point where I think like I might have a problem, but I have been listening to Lizzie McAlpine on repeat in like the most gruesome, egregious way. But I heard her song Ceilings and like it ripped my insides out. And now I've literally listened to it every day on repeat. So doing something with her, I think, would be really cool. Obviously, I love Eric, so doing anything with him would be amazing. I really want to kind of reach out and branch out and do things with artists that are not necessarily in the States as well. I did a song with an artist named Siddhartha, and I loved working with her. I mean, I love working with everyone that I've collaborated with, but her and her team was just like one of the smoothest and most enjoyable collaborations that I've done. And so I think I would really love to do some collaborations with maybe an artist in the Philippines or an artist in South Korea. I think that would be really cool. I'm kind of like open to anything at this point. I think it'll depend on what the song is and what the song needs. But yeah.
Those are some really good artists. I keep hearing when I ask this question, Lizzie McAlpine, so many people are digging her music right now and cannot stop talking about her. I only know a few songs, but every time I hear it, I'm like, I need to make time to go listen to this girl's music, because there's something clearly very special about what she's doing. So would love to hear that. And I know we just talked about you thinking about writing a love song. You're due at this point. Mm-hmm. The first song I ever heard from you was I Hate Everyone.
Hey, nice.
And I saw I think it was on my Discover Weekly. I saw it and I was like, this is definitely going to be like a pissed off song about just like life sucking and whatever. And I turned it on and it was the complete opposite. And I loved that. I was like, wait, this is amazing. So
thank you.
Of course, it was on my playlist. I have this playlist that I talk about all the time. It's a month to month thing, or each month I make a new one. But a lot of the songs, not a ton, but a few of them will carry over from month to month. I think that song was on like 3 months straight. I try not to carry. That's what I'm saying. I try not to carry them over because I'm like, every month I want it to be like new songs, but there's just some I can't let go of. And that was one of them. I was like, this song is just like nothing I've heard before. And I loved it. And so I want to hear the backstory about that one, because, you know, the song's called I Hate Everyone and it's not about that. I mean, it is, but it's also about someone you don't hate. So how did you come up with that? Just because I do think it's such a standout song. It's definitely a fan favorite. And like I said, it's unique. It's something that I haven't heard anything like it before. So I would love to hear the backstory on that one.
Yeah, that one was honestly so much fun. I'm a big book reader. I am obsessed with creating storylines and worlds and really just like building characters and moments. And I'm also a huge fan of Parks and Rec. I don't know if you've ever seen Parks and Rec, but highly recommend. Okay, good. So I had been like binge watching that show at the time. And I would die for Aubrey Plaza in a second. So I love her like dichotomy with Andy and April, and how we essentially have like a like black cat and golden retriever energy. And I I really loved, they had like a scene where they, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched it, your fault, but they had a scene where they were getting married and she says something along the lines of like, I pretty much hate everything, but I guess I don't hate you that much. And I was like, that is so cute in the most like casual, like, let's not make this a big deal, but I think I'm in love with you kind of way. And I feel like anytime I've like had feelings for somebody, I've always been like annoyed by the fact that like I liked them so much that I wanted to do the like dumb Valentine's Day stuff and like just like the stupid classically romantic things. I would like annoy myself with the fact that I was like so head over heels for a person that I would be down to do that. And so when we were writing that one, I actually had posted a little demo of it on TikTok, and TikTok was like, girl, we need this yesterday. And so the day after I posted it, I went in with Evan, who helped me produce it. And we produced it in like 24 hours, cut the vocals again, and then had it mixed and mastered in like 3 days. And like, it was probably the fastest moving single that I've done and put out. But we kind of, I really love songs. I'm like a big fan of Paramore, and I feel like all of their songs have a beautiful dichotomy with like either lyrics being really sad and the song being really upbeat or vice versa. And I love songs that I can like cry and dance to or dance to and cry to. And so with this one, I really wanted to kind of give that same dichotomy in the music itself so that when you were listening to it, it was like, you could feel the frustration of being annoyed by the fact that this is not something you're used to, but also the like complete excitement and elation over the fact that you were feeling so in love. So that one was fully about Andy and April. I mean, I base everything on personal experience as well, but I always love kind of creating a story around it. So that one was ode to Parks and Rec.
Of course we have Parks and Rec to thank. I mean, I love that show. I binged it like years ago and I was totally obsessed. And now I'm like, of course, like leave it to this show to make more magic happen. That is amazing. And obviously Aubrey Plaza is like a queen, White Lotus. Whole queen right there. What other songs have been inspired by that you've written, shows or movies or anything like that? Have there been a lot of those or just like a select few?
Pretty much the entire last EP was kind of inspired by a lot of book inspiration. The first album I did was very much so from deeply personal experience. And then with this last EP, I kind of wanted to take it as a more like taking personal experiences and applying them to books and television shows that I was really inspired by. And so Aftermath of You was based on a book series that I read called The Cruel Prince. It's by Holly Black. It's a classic like fantasy enemies to lovers trope book, which is my favorite trope to listen to and read. And so I kind of based that song off of that book. Thank God You Introduced Me to Your Sister is based off of a book called, I believe it's called Of Fire and Stars, which was a like high fantasy bisexual book where this girl like is supposed to marry this prince and like falls in love with a sister instead. And I was like, oh my God, I could never, but like the chaos, I love it. So that one was inspired by that book. Make Me Your Villain is actually a line from the Shadow and Bone series, which is now on Netflix. So if you want to actually watch the Netflix series, there is like line in the script where the bad guy says, fine, make me your villain. And I wrote it down the second I watched it. And I was like, ooh, this has got to be a song. I don't know how, but it has to be a song. So most of the songs on that EP are either based off of a book series that I've read or a show that was probably based off of a book series as well.
I love it. I love the chaos one. That one just sounds like it would be very entertaining. So you see, like, people don't know the backstory of songs. So when people tell me like, oh, I read a lot of books or I watch way too much TV. And then obviously you're still connecting your own memories and experiences with what you're watching. But then also to create a song that was inspired by something that always interests people because you never know how these songs first got started. And to hear about this fantasy book that, you know, inspired Thank God You Introduced Me to Your Sister, it's pretty crazy. That's like a whole, because someone could be listening to that and be like, this happened to her. But It was simply a book. Which
surprise,
is
it was not me. Yeah, I don't have a ball sack for that. I do not.
Yeah, that is some crazy shit. But, you know, if someone just pulls it up like randomly and they're like, wow, this girl really, she's seen some things. And then they don't listen to anything else by you for like another month. They're going to think in the back of their head like that could have been. And I know you said you talked about the first album you released, kind of comparing it to this second EP. For your next project, what do you hope to accomplish? Do you want it to be longer, like a full-length album? Are you hoping to do another EP? What are your goals in terms of the next project, or do you have a vision yet?
I know I want to release a few singles because I feel like I have some songs that I want people to hear, but I wouldn't necessarily consider them a body of work. And I kind of want to write some more songs. I do want to have I think majority of singles this year. I do want to try to do a album in 2024. So we'll see where that goes. But I think this year I'm just kind of focusing on not thinking as much. I'm a Ravenclaw through and through, and I think about everything to a fault. And so this year I feel like I want to just have more fun with making music and creating stories. I really had a lot of fun. You know, in the first album, I wrote deeply from like personal experiences to the point where it's like the people I wrote the songs about, like, know they're about them. Like, there is no question about it. And the last EP, I kind of took myself out of the picture and went full blown fantasy where I was kind of creating these stories and writing based off of things that I was inspired by. This year, I think I want to focus on making music that's kind of pulling from both. I want to be able to talk about personal experiences and create fantasy worlds in a new way. But I think I'm really focused on the music, which I know sounds like the whole thing. But for me, I am a lyricist and a writer, and I write melodies, and I can play guitar, but I wouldn't necessarily say that I create the instrumentation well. I think this year I'm focusing on creating instrumentation that sounds cinematic. I think I want people, similar to how we did Have We Met Before, I really want people to hear every song, whether it's a ballad or whether it's a, you know, fuck you anthem, or it's whatever emotion we're trying to tell. I want everyone to be able to feel like they're a main character in a movie when listening to that song. So I think I'm really focusing on instrumentation and just having fun with melodies and like different styles of music, I think.
I love that answer. That's perfect. So people can definitely just look forward to a bunch of content, which no one is going to complain about. Like, I am so invested when an artist is just like, I'm going to put out a million singles. Sometimes it's better than an album, because a lot of times people want to make an album like cohesive and have the same vibe and flow. Whereas the singles, you can just get one that sounds completely different than the next. Exactly. And you never know what to expect. So I'm kind of here for the singles. I appreciate that. And I guess as a last question, you mentioned TikTok. And I know you're active on there. It's a big part of the music industry. I always love to bring it up. Are you annoyed about that? Is it something that you've come to enjoy, just, you know, sharing snippets of your songs on there and kind of teasing fans and viewers with what you're working on? Or does it seem like a job, like an extra job? What's your opinion on it? Because I know you mentioned it, and that's usually a good sign, but I've also heard a lot of people that are annoyed. So I love talking about this. I think this is going to be my new thing for this year. Do you love it or do you hate it?
TikTok is like a cousin that you're like friends with and like friendly with at parties, but like you really don't want to talk to them any other time. I have mixed feelings on TikTok. I think when TikTok first came out and was really popping, I think for artists and songwriters, it was an incredible place to get a lot of people to view your stuff pretty organically, which I think was really cool. I think now it's really, really oversaturated, especially by label. Like, I could not tell you the amount of times that I've done it myself. I've worked with other artists where, like, you know, we have labels come in and they're like, okay, like, we don't really care about anything other than like how many views this thing on TikTok has. And I think TikTok is one of the few platforms where it doesn't necessarily translate over unless it's like really, really hitting. So I think now it's a little more difficult for your art to be seen because there's so much happening on there. So I think when I first started, I was really, really serious about it. Now I'm just kind of like, I take it less seriously. And I'm just kind of like, I'm going to post a bunch of stuff. I think it's really cool because TikTok is kind of the one place where I've got a bunch of people who follow me, and like some of them are fans and some of them are just people who followed me just because. And I think it gives me a really like raw and organic way to like put up a demo and like see how people who don't follow me and who aren't fans react. Because I'll get an honest answer. Not that like fans won't give an honest answer, but like, I am grateful and lucky to have people who listen to my music really be down for anything that I'm putting out, which is amazing. But TikTok is chaotic and honestly nasty. People are nasty on there. And sometimes that's tight. Like sometimes I want to hear people say that they don't like something and they prefer it another way. It's good to get other people's opinions. So I have mixed feelings on it. I really love it like as a user. I really enjoy like my entire For You page is just like hot women and like people dancing to K-pop music and like cooking. So I'm like content scrolling through the For You page, and I like am constantly finding funny videos on there. So I think if you take it less seriously and you stop trying to like make it a thing, I feel like it works better that way than it does if you're like trying to like, okay, I got to post like 20 TikToks. I got to like make sure that like people see them, and I got to do this and I got to do that. It's just like, you could do that, but there's also like a 13-year-old in Ohio that's like singing on the floor of their bedroom, and that's way more interesting. So I think it's good if you're going to use it just to be organic and just like be yourself and do cool shit on it. It's good. It's like a dump page. It's really fun to like, if I don't want people to see like a crazy song that I'm like, oh, I'm really nervous. I don't really want to like put this up on my Instagram or my YouTube, but like I'll throw it on my TikTok. Oh, I didn't put any makeup on. Let me throw it on my TikTok. Because the worst thing that could happen is nobody watches it. So I have mixed feelings. I love to hate it.
I like the metaphor about the cousin. That is so true. It is like the cousin. It is. And that was probably one of the best answers I've ever got, because usually people are either team, I love it, it has made my whole career, or I fucking hate this app and I wish it would disappear. I mean, yeah, it's something. I just, every artist has a different perspective on it, and I just feel like it's not going away. So we're going to have to keep talking about it, but it's good for you that you have like a really good perspective on using it and just like not caring about it, because people, you're right, they take it too seriously, they get too into it, and then they go crazy because the thing they worked on for 10 hours doesn't pop off. There's like a 7-year-old in Guam that's ripping them apart. It's a whole thing. So I totally get it. But I think that's a great way to wrap up this conversation. And I cannot wait to hear the new music, the new singles coming this year, and all the music videos and the TikToks and everything else you have planned. It's going to be great. And I really appreciate you coming on That's the Tea with Alessandra G and chatting with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode of That's the Tea with Alessandra G. As always, huge shout out and thank you to Sarah for joining us today and chatting about all of her music, collaborations, TV shows, and so much more. Please go follow her on social media and streaming platforms. Go listen to her music. Let me know which songs are your favorite. I'm still sticking with I Hate Everyone, but I am sure you guys will love all of her music in general. And that's about it for today, folks. I hope you guys are enjoying 2023 so far. I'm super excited for some new segments that are coming out very soon. And as always, I'm leaving you guys with one very special and important message before we go. Stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.
if I know I'll die. Maybe if I change my mind, I can get through races, existential crisis. Maybe I'll sleep through the night if I change my mind.